WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 7th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all podcast platforms 3 days after this show. So sit back, relax, get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man and the PhD of unhealthy seed oils. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I must admit, though, we have a big revelation to announce. He has started to awaken into the light of food wisdom due to being around Pastor Ed's testimonies and influence. So welcome, Clint Powell.
So hold on, I'm a PhD and you're a pastor.
That's
now.
Right, today only. Don't
sue
me for
that. That's how we identify.
Yes.
Oh, well played. I like how you snuck that in there. I don't know, I'm pretty triggered, sir. I'm a triggered person. I may end up. Nope, we won't go down that road.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah, that's right. Got to talk about my Facebook and Instagram where I almost died on a exercise bicycle.
I saw this.
I barely made it to the parking
lot. Your mustache was limping that day, sir. You had a wilted mustache.
A lot of things were wilting that day.
What was that? It's very cool looking, though.
Well, VO2 max is a testing for your lung health and how you exchange oxygen. And it is, Dr. Peter Attia really makes a big deal of the fact that VO2 max is the critical metric for lifespan and health span. But Dr. Attia considers that not just a fitness number, but the most powerful indicator of how long you will live and how healthy. So Summit Physical Therapy has the latest machines to do that. And if you look on Instagram or Facebook, Julia, our registered dietitian, and myself went up and did it. It's a big mask you wear, which was a little challenging, I must say.
Right.
But it was well worth it. These results are going to tell me when do I burn carbohydrates, when do I burn fat, my heart health, my basal.
When do you get the results back?
I have to go back for them to review it. I did it on Thursday.
Okay.
So, yes. And also health fair, October 4th. Do not forget that. Be Well Clinic is open almost 5 days a week. And it is for acute care needs where you have the influence of more integrative, functional, and nutritional approaches. Like, okay, you really need an antibiotic, but you really need a probiotic to balance out some of the side effects.
I think that's really good for stuff. I've got going on now, and then follow up on what I can be doing later.
Bingo. Yeah. Yes. And the phone number is 423-531-2955. And it's right down from Nutrition World, right there on
Lee
Highway.
And I've sent a couple family members there.
Yep.
Already.
6025 Lee Highway. Marlene is fantastic. And lastly, I am still thrilled about my EMF blocker, electromagnetic field blocker, that I have purchased for my home. If you go to Blue Shield, spelled BLU Shield, and you decide to get one, type in the word Nut World, and you will get a very nice little discount. Tell people real quickly your podcast.
Well, you can find all of them now. I've got 16 different podcasts.
Wow.
And you can find them all at NougaPodcast.com. Podcast is plural with an S. So NougaPodcast.com, from crime to business to politics and culture and veterans and health. I try to cover it all, and you can find them all there. A quick question. Mm-hmm. On the VO2 max, I think it would be good if I'm out of shape to go get it tested and then go back 3 months later.
That would be the perfect scenario.
Because I'm out of shape right now. I'm 15 pounds over where I was 6 months ago, and I'm getting ready to start back. I might try to go do that now and then go back in around Christmas and see what I look like.
Oh, well, it would. I think you're like me. If I have a challenge, I do far better.
I need to put something out there and then go, dude, you are horrible. And me go, yep. Great. So now I can go get not horrible.
Well, I'm going to do a challenge in 2 weeks. Cody's going to come up and video at the gym, me seeing how well I can do against RFK and the people in that contest where they did chin-ups and push-ups, because they did 100 push-ups and 50 chin-ups in less than 10 minutes. They did it in about 7 minutes and 10 seconds. My goal is just to be in the 6-minute range if I can do it, and I think I can.
Wow.
I did 45 this morning chin-ups, and I did 100 push-ups yesterday, not in a time fashion, but that will be my next goal.
Chin-ups, pull-ups.
My fingers are facing forward, whatever people call those different ones.
I think that's a pull-up, yeah.
Yes. It's time to take a break. When we come back, got a load of information and great guests on this show. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Mr. Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again, so find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host Ed Jones and Clint Powell are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for over 7 years. You know, last week we had an amazing lecture on the microbiome. If you listen to much of our social media, in fact, we were getting a home run. We actually had almost 1 million views just about 2 weeks ago on one of the videos we did on water and which waters are healthy to drink. So I encourage you to, you know, go to Nutrition World's Instagram, Facebook, YouTubes, because my team is creating some home runs. But the microbiome is something that I am very deeply, concerned about, because It is a part of the connection to health that I think we are overlooking. And Clint wants to ask,
yeah,
I want to ask
you, you don't need a co-host if you're going to do that right there, Ed. For the love of goodness. The one question I had, you took Barney's one bullet, put it in your gun, and shot it. Barney 5 has no bullets now.
What did you want to ask, Clint?
I wanted to ask you, could you get a guest in here to talk about our microbiome?
Oh, what a great idea.
See how I changed it up right there?
I am going to do that. Hey, I got one.
Oh,
his name is Anthony Zarilla, okay?
There we go.
And he is amazing because welcome to Vital Health Radio, Anthony.
Well, thanks, guys. Hey, Clint. Hey, Ed. How we doing?
We're doing good, man.
He gave a training to my staff members, and I don't hit most of those trainings, but the first group who went down came back. I said, how was it? They said, awesome. I said, really? So despite the fact that I was still lingering on my ketamine therapy, I made it a big point to go downstairs and listen. And I have to say, it was one of the best trainings in years that I have heard from any of the reps that come by Nutrition World. Most are very good. Most are excellent. They really do a good job. But you took it to a new level. You got interaction like I've never heard, I think, with regard to how you put together the platform. But let's talk about the microbiome because...
yeah, I'm over here all pins and needles.
Clint
Before y'all go into detail, what is the microbiome? How would you dumb that down for somebody like me?
Great question, Clint.
Thank you.
It's very simple. A lot of people have heard the term "you are what you eat," and that's exactly true. The microbiome is a collection of living organisms inside your intestinal tract, and so what that is that bacteria that takes care of you. That can make you sick. It can make you healthy, and the way you take care of it will determine the way that you live. And that's what that is.
Well, I was hoping they'd be a little longer because you made it really simple. Now there's no reason for me not to pay attention when y'all tell me how to fix it. Yeah.
Let's talk about the word diversity, one, because if you look at the cultures around the world who have a far better health than we do, they generally have more variety. And the word diversity kind of means variety of these different organisms. And I kind of look at these organisms like partners on our journey to health because, you know, Clint's kind of my partner in this radio show, and it really helps for me to have someone like Clint as long as he's on his game. Most of the time he is. Mm-hmm. And if he's not eating his donuts and having a blood sugar spike from all the junk food he eats and pasta and carbohydrates.
See, if you just ignore him, he'll stop doing that.
And it's kind of like a dog that just, you know, keeps wanting to bite at your ankle. But the diversity is we've reduced that by significant amounts. Why is it being reduced? What is causing that?
It's lifestyle choices. Okay. A lot of people, and it's typically America that falls victim to this issue, is that when you're born, you're going to have a high diversity of probiotic strains. That can be anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000. Typically, we like to say 2,000, right?
Wow.
The way you live, the way you eat, and a lot of us like to eat the same thing every single day and do the same exercises every single day and drink the same drinks every single day, what you're doing is you're undiversifying your microbiome. And an average adult, you know, age 30 plus is going to have right around 500 strains. So what they've done is successfully killed off 1,500 of those strains they were born with. So it's important to really kind of focus on that and get it back to where it's supposed to be.
Because what do they do?
It could be from you're supposed to eat foods that are fermented, right? You want to eat things like kimchi, sauerkraut. You want to eat things that kombuchas, for example. That's going to help diversify feed and grow those cultures in your gut.
Can I ask a silly question? So does this I'm making up a scenario. You can tell me if it's right or wrong. Let's say I'm 40, 45 years old. All of a sudden, stuff I used to be able to eat and I ate it constantly were fine. I don't eat it hardly anymore. Now I eat it every now and then. It upsets my stomach. Is that a part of that, or is it that not really it? Is this just really about pulling the nutrients you need to make sure you have the right mixture?
It's a lot of like pulling the nutrients.
Okay.
I mean, you'll be told by doctors, you'll be told by Ed, you'll be told by anybody in Nutrition World. They'll say, look, you need to have your magnesium. You need to have your D3, your K2. You know, we know about our vitamins, but you also need to have foods that have your acidophilus, the rhamnosus, the gaseri,
never
the types
hear about
of probiotics.
That mm-hmm. Never hear about that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And now they also need food along with implantation of the bacteria, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what is the best food to feed these probiotics?
Those are prebiotics. So prebiotics are types of fiber. You'll find them in either milk, you'll find them in rice, you'll find them in types of vegetables, you'll find them in lots of different places. But prebiotics feed probiotics, mm-hmm. and that's their food source. And ultimately, you're going to get those postbiotics out of that, which is what people have been asking for.
Are the probiotics ineffective without the pre, or are they just not as effective?
It's not that. Probiotics have their own job.
Okay.
What it is you feed your gut those prebiotics. Those prebiotics will turn off and then turn on the postbiotics. Think of an A plus B equals C algorithm. A is the prebiotic, B is the probiotic, C is the postbiotic. What we're looking for is feeding our colon. A lot of people assume my colon needs calories just like I do, which is not true. Your colon needs short-chain fatty acids, butyric acid, acetic acid, propionic acid. Butyrates are a popular one as of late. Okay. And so by eating those prebiotics, you're going to feed that microbiota, which you're going to release those butyrates. Those butyrates equal ATP energy production, they equal electrolyte balancing, they equal mucin production, all kinds of stuff.
So independently of each other, they're vital and play their own role.
Correct.
That's best. Okay. Thank
goodness.
And
so many people with autoimmune have a very dysfunctional GI. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. We have a great health coach, Amber, who specializes in GI, and she finds a lot of people's microbiome is very, very disturbed when she has them do a stool test. You know, just when I kind of thought I knew a lot about the probiotics, which was years ago, then a short time after that, I'm starting to realize we still have a lot to learn, don't we?
Way back in the day, probiotics were known as those evil demons and those little tiny bacteria sitting around you that are meant to kill you. And it was not until about 1907 that a famous doctor's name's Elie Mechnikov was researching this little village in Bulgaria and noticed that people eating a fermented yogurt were living well past people everywhere else. And he goes, there's something in this yogurt that's extending their life. The answer was probiotics. And that led to research hundreds of years later. And there's now research everywhere saying we are what we eat. The probiotics you take can help extend your life, can help you with the way that you live, your mood, your activity, your everything. And so they're so vital and so important.
Because they're at least half the immune system and half the neurotransmitters. So many people who are struggling with anxiety and depressions and all the feelings that we seem to have as an epidemic in our society, that doesn't mean that this is going to completely fix them. But without good probiotics, I don't see a mental state that can be as stable if you have instabilities with that. Now, I know I have a veterinarian who comes on here, Dr. Colleen Smith, about every 8 weeks. She spoke just last time when she was on here about doing fecal implants for the dogs. I did not realize that she's down on Main Street here in Chattanooga, and she has like popsicles that are frozen. And she said, it is amazing. Yeah, Clint shaking his head. Is that a popsicle you'd like to have during the summer?
Can't wait to hear about this one. Go keep.
I think you were gone when I did that interview.
About the poop popsicles. That's what right. are we talking about
it's
now?
It's a poop popsicle. Right. And she said the dogs that have serious issues, they stick a popsicle up their hiney, and it now implants a true dog probiotic within them. My question has always been, and my dad died of C. diff, which, you know, medically, if they do a fecal implant, sometimes it certainly does work. Why can't we get the probiotics internally that we take, we sell, even at the higher doses, to do what a fecal implant does? Maybe it's just because they're not identical to humans? I don't know.
You actually can. And it's all about the technology of the capsule and what you're consuming.
Oh,
now,
really?
The thing is that so people, Clint was like, why are we talking about fecal implants and probiotics?
Yeah, yeah.
But the number one question I'm asked when I'm on an aisle is, you know, I can eat probiotics, right? I can get kimchi, I can get sauerkraut, I can get kefir. I'm like, that is true. However, as I told you earlier, we undiversify our microbiome.
Right.
And we need to now put back in ones that we have lost that come from other sources, such as fecal matter. A lot of them come from human feces when you put them in the capsule. Now, there are types of probiotics. There are some that are anaerobic, which means they do not have oxygen, and aerobic, which means they do have oxygen. And a lot of them cannot survive heat. And so you have to have the right capsule that allows it to get through the HCl in your stomach, the hydrochloric acid, mm-hmm. to get it right where it's supposed to be, which is that intestinal tract.
I love these conversations, but this is how, just so I represent the people that don't live in your worlds, both mm-hmm. of y'all, you know what we really want? We want someone to go, here, this is what you need to be taking. that's all we want, because if we talk to 10 people, they're going to go there and we go, okay, I don't know, I'll just Google it. And Google says I should have died 3 days ago and laid down. Don't Google any of this. So it sounds to me like this is the kind of stuff when you were talking about the training your staff was getting that everybody kind of needs to know. Most mm-hmm. people, when they walk in the store, they just know they don't feel right. Yep. That's what they know. They're bringing to you this big glob of, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. How do you fix this? What's the ways we drink? You know what I'm saying? That's what we look for.
Well,
not always good.
That's a great point. And the thing is, the deeper I dive into what produces disease and problems and what produces optimal health, you know, looking at the universe, looking at the earth and look at the ecosystem, looking at the Amazon rainforest and how even mushrooms where they're mycelium and how all of it is a beautiful dance of an orchestra. We do not function well on silo medicine or isolated components like a carburetor in a car. Your car doesn't run well and you replace one part and it runs well again. That's really not the way it works in the human ecosystem. Everything ripples into 1,000 other chambers. And the microbiome probably has more of the rippling effect, in my opinion, than almost anything that we do. You can have a low vitamin D and you can ripple into maybe hundreds of things. The microbiome is thousands because it was put into us for a specific reason. And we've destroyed most of that. Glyphosate, chlorine, of course, antibiotics. It takes many, many, many months to recover from an antibiotic a month dose of that.
Can I ask you a quick question? So if I start taking a good prebiotic or probiotic, is it an immediate effect, or is there like, hey, this is going to take a couple of weeks to get in you? But does that make sense? Is that a good question?
I get what you're asking. I call it the core five vitamins principle. Okay. And it's one of those things where what vitamins should every human being take when they walk through that door? Mm-hmm. It's magnesium, it's D3 and K2, it's a multivitamin, a fish oil, and a probiotic. None of these are going to show an immediate result, like caffeine, for example. People drink an energy drink and they're zipped up 30 minutes later. That's not what these are for. This is longevity. This is taking care of you in the long term. And what you're doing is you're re-diversifying your gut by taking these supplements, and you're going to do a lot of different things. I was going to point out something that Ed said. We humans have hundreds of millions of cells in our body that get encoded by genetics. This is the genes that you're born with, your eye color, your hair, etc. What we found in recent research was, and the project is called the Human Microbiome Project, it was done in 2011, they found there is more genes and more gene expression that come through the gut than your actual genome itself. So that research has now proven that genetic makeup is all dandy when it comes to being born and how you're going to look and the way you feel, et cetera. Your gut is going to help with gene expression throughout your life. And so it's highly important to make sure you take care of your gut, because that's how you're going to live. That's where the you are, what you eat principle comes in.
I have made kind of a serious commitment just because of some deep diving. I did a ebook, which is now being printed right now, on the oral microbiome and its connection to the overall health. And I had not really realized how I was destroying the microbiome of my gums and my mouth and my teeth. And because just using toothpaste, it even has things like tea tree oil. I'm not even talking about the Listerine types that are really horrendously bad for the microbiome. And so I'm using toothpaste, and I don't use any of the botanicals that are killing bacteria at this point. And I'm also using a probiotic soap. And I really feel like I am partnering with the inside angels that will carry me through in a better way as I age. And if I do have a health issue, or if I do have an accident, I'm already armed. I've already got all those policemen around me ready to protect me from the pathogens.
Bacteria is vital. I got to say, and you just made a point about your skin and using probiotics. So bacteria is not only in your microbiome inside your intestine, it's also on your skin. Mm-hmm. When you're born through natural birth and you go through the vaginal canal, your body is introduced to all of that good bacteria that your mom gave you. And what it has for is it's going to help you throughout your life on the outside. And so when you strip it away with a lot of those chemicals and a lot of those things that we're not supposed to be using, you're not only killing internal bacteria, you're killing external bacteria too.
Is there a delivery method, real quick? You mentioned pills or capsules. Mm-hmm. And y'all live it, I don't. Is there powders? Is there liquids? Is there one way of delivery that's more effective than the other?
It's called enteric shielding. And so enteric shielding, and SolarAe uses it specifically in their microbiome products. And it's what the shield does, it's made of pine resin. So if you go outside and you walk by a pine tree, you're going to notice there's nothing growing underneath it. Mm-hmm. Why? It's highly acidic. And so acidity doesn't allow for that stuff to grow. That pine resin, once it hits hydrochloric acid, also does not respond because mm-hmm. it's an acidic environment. Your intestinal tract, the first part's called the duodenum. That duodenum is where all of that opens. That's a basic environment. As soon as that capsule touches a basic environment, it explodes.
Basic meaning alkaline.
Alkaline, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Clint has never been one to enjoy talking about poop in any way.
We didn't talk about it really that much, so you just said it, but okay.
So I just want to make everybody clear that this was a difficult moment for you, and you did really well.
I thought I handled it pretty good.
You did.
The popsicle threw me a little bit.
Yeah,
I think we rebounded nicely. I think we rebounded nicely.
Hey, great, great information.
Can I ask? Yes. I do have a part. I know we had a couple more minutes.
We got time. Yeah.
What got you into this line? I'm always interested in how people got to where they're at in the world.
Sure.
How long have you been with the company? Do you mind me asking?
Been with this company 3 years.
Okay.
I worked with a fellow company before that. Their company called Life Seasons, if anyone's familiar with the
amazing
brand.
Company also.
Yeah. Very quality. quality company. Yeah. And then before that, I worked for a health food store in California.
What got you into the health food world, though? If you don't mind me asking, I think that kind of stuff's fascinating.
It's a personal. So how it worked is I was actually in a pre-medical program and finished my pre-med. And I wanted to be a doctor. It was my lifelong dream to go into surgery and to do all that. At the time, my sister fell ill and she eventually passed away, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
But thank you. And seeing the mishandling the doctors had in that whole entire situation, it made me go, this is not it.
That is such a common story.
Well, the reason I asked that is we just had two guests in here, and everybody has that moment mm-hmm. in their life where it kind of they think they're going someplace, especially in their health. And I found that the aha moment is different for everybody. We just had two other guests. Those aha moments are important because you're going one. It's like the movie Tron. Your motorcycle's going in one direction, and boom, it hits something and goes in a different direction. So I'm curious. Thank you for answering that. I appreciate it. Yeah.
It's so common. Like Dr. Casey Means and the brother who wrote the book. That was her. You know, she was already MD. Then she just said she can't do that every day. She sees the brokenness of the system and how so many are being harmed, and they don't realize it. They don't know that there's another optimal, better way to go down the
and
path.
And it's usually
about
people with good hearts. Yeah. In a system that won't allow them to do this stuff or see it even. They don't even see it a lot of times.
We've all had a teacher in our lives that have touched us at some point. And I had an anatomy teacher in college that was talking about prescribing and talking to patients. And he kind of opened my eyes at this point in my life. And he goes, hey, we want you guys to diagnose whatever the symptoms are. And we were using fellow classmates as an example. And everyone failed the project because he says, when you guys fail, because none of you asked the person what was wrong with them. You told them what was wrong with them. And that was that moment I go, okay, we're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's a good example.
Well, Anthony, for people to learn more about your company's brand of probiotics, what's your website?
SolarAid.com or BetterBeing.com would be a great place to go. And you can find all that information right on there.
Super, super. Well, we hope that maybe you'll make another return trip in the next 12 months. And sure. You and your company is amazing. So thank you for taking the time to
Absolutely.
Come. Absolutely. All right. It is time to take a break. We come back more and more of the empowering tips of the day and week and month from myself and Clint Powell. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones, Clint Powell, and now Dr. Deering are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done each week now for over 7 years. It really stuns me sometimes when I say 7 years. And I've only missed maybe four times in 7 years. And I just really enjoy constantly putting my notes together, learning. And, you know, sometimes when, not that I'm a teaching, but I am kind of teaching, the way to learn more is to teach. And, you know, if I try to teach people how to fly an airplane better, I become a better pilot. And I love digging in. And like, as you, Dr. Deering, you're a explorer.
Absolutely.
You have traversed the world into one place that you thought was the whole continent, and you realized that you saw a map that showed there were other countries or other continents than what you realized.
Absolutely. And enjoying learning every day. I'm glad I'm a little bit of a go-to guy at the store, but I'm telling you, I got a little ways to catch up with Alicia. She's so impressive. Anyway, as you already know.
She walked in an encyclopedia. And real quickly, for those who don't know your history, you spent about 3+ decades, didn't you, in traditional pharmacy? And we're talking clinical pharmacy. What's the difference between a clinical pharmacist and still a very, doesn't matter who's a pharmacist, they're all highly respected careers, but what's the difference between you and Walgreens?
Well, the whole reason that I went into pharmacy was never to be a pharmacist. I never had any goals of working behind a counter and counting pills, and I liked the idea of counseling patients, and that was real big when I was going through pharmacy school. And anyway, I could go into a long story about how my first rotation, the old school pharmacist, basically when I counseled somebody, which is what they were teaching us to do, after I got done, he said, "Son," he goes, You don't want to tell the patients about all that side effects and stuff. He said, just going to scare them. And that's all we were learning in school was how do you count. You know, that was the big thing in the early 90s was counseling patients, because we had just been given this big mandate to start counseling people so they knew more about their medications. But anyway, the whole reason I went into it was because I was told about clinical pharmacy, which is more hands-on with patients. So it's more like a nurse practitioner or a PA. You're working alongside with physicians to take care of patients. So they sign off on all your work. You have collaborative agreements with physicians. So you basically can prescribe, but you're just using their name on the prescriptions and stuff. So I always went into it for that. I didn't know when I went into pharmacy school that how difficult it is to become a clinical pharmacist as far as job opportunities. I literally had to create my own job, the first job I ever had at Grady Hospital in Atlanta. You know, I did a residency, and my residency, you can do a project. My project was cost justifying a clinical pharmacist in the ambulatory care clinics. So I cost justified my own job. It was so successful the first year. I was showing that I was saving the institution something like over $3 million a year.
Oh my.
So of course they hired another one on with me, and that job, it's so funny. I ran across a pharmacist about 4 years ago, and she was telling me about how she worked at Grady Health System, and she worked there as a clinical pharmacist in the clinics. And I was like, oh, Really? I said, did you know that I created that whole area, cool. that whole job? And I said, did you ever hear about me? No. I mean, I guess I was already gone by then, but or my memory was gone by then. But anyway, I was real proud of that. Then I came to Erlanger in Chattanooga and created clinical pharmacy services there. So I started that one. And then I did that for 25 years at Erlanger. Then I went to the health department. And the guy that hired me had no business hiring me because I had no skills in being a regular pharmacist. But he actually said, I'm hiring you because I want to be the first health department in the whole state to have clinical pharmacy services. And we actually developed those in the homeless clinic. And so for whatever reasons, they didn't want to continue. The person, what I would say, is a little not very far-sighted in her vision of being able to provide services for her patients. Decided not to fund that, which was a blessing in disguise because I ended up with you. So
bingo.
Yeah, and this is where I need to be. This is where I was meant to be. Absolutely. I just wish I'd have got here 10 years ago.
I don't know. Things unfold, I think, in proper timing in most cases. I probably wasn't ready for you 10 years ago. And so I just bow you every single day because you had an awakening, and we're here to talk about more than this, but you had a shift. And I think the word shift is important to me because, you know, if you lead a kind of a life that you are pursuing excellence or pursuing grander paths than normal, you're going to find a different chapter of life as you age because you're going to be drawn into something else, and you are because you understand the fact that the human body has amazing capacities to heal, and the fact that you've seen it, and we need to encourage that first, and then we use medication secondly when everything doesn't work and we're trying to, you know, manage or save a life. But we're going to talk now about you've actually studied so deeply on one single, one of the many singles, but one of your single hero nutrients, which is curcumin. And we can talk about the difference between that and turmeric, but you've actually got me inspired again to make sure I'm personally consuming the right amount, and because the research continues to pile up about the benefits of this herb at the right dose and the right quality. And the latest study I read, which I sent it to all the staff members, if you remember, is I preach all the time about excessive iron levels in the blood. And really what I say is you got to stop taking iron or eating it, and you have to go to blood assurance. Well, now we have a third option. Curcumin lowers excess serum iron and ferritin. So I never knew that till 2 weeks ago. So you got a case.
Every day something new comes out.
Almost.
On curcumin. It's crazy. I was just reading something yesterday about how good it is for skin conditions, which we kind of already knew, but just reinforcement. Studies that reinforce me. This is the most studied, I think, the most studied supplement out there.
It is in the herbal kingdom. There's zero doubt. And I'm only doing two pills a day. I do one in the morning, one in the night of the Terry Naturally brand.
And I do one.
Yeah. And you don't need 10. More is not better. But what about you have some experience with someone that you know?
No. What I've been promising was that when I first started coming on the radio show, I couldn't understand, how is this stuff not utilized everywhere by everyone? Why is this not, when you open up your cabinet, and this is how I've been presenting it to people that come in the store, when you open up your cabinet for something for pain, you should not be reaching for Tylenol, and you should not be reaching for an NSAID like ibuprofen. You should be reaching for curcumin because it gives you all the benefits without the side effects. So, but when I first, I was like, how is this the best kept secret in the world? Which I know in your world, you've been in this world for a long time. I know that it's not a secret. But for me, and even me coming into this, this is something I already knew something about. But what did I know about it? I was giving it to my mom to help with her dementia, early dementia. I was taking it for a little bit of aches and pains here or there. But I had no idea that it was literally from top of your head to your toes, this stuff is good for it. And anyway, I was going to, how is it not known? And what I found out, and I'm sure you already know this history because you lived it, but that it took until right around 1998 before they started figuring out that black pepper extract, so papyrine, is actually would increase the absorption because it's not very well absorbed. So the reason it probably wasn't popular, at least in the United States, for so many years was because we couldn't, it probably didn't work very well because the absorption was so poor.
Bingo.
But all of a sudden, 1998, they figure this out. By the early 2000s, you're starting to put out products. So it takes things a little while to catch on. But You know, I've even had several people in the last few days come in the store saying that the ones that are using papyrine, black pepper, to increase the absorption, sometimes it bothers your stomach a little bit. But anyway, what happened, though, was that in the year 2010 is when they came out with the BCM95 formulation. That's the formulation that took part of the own plant, the turmeric essential oil. So they took the oils from its own plant, which brings me back to the history. Clearly, they've been using this for 2,000-plus years. They've been using it in India. So India knew about the benefits of using this, you know, for centuries and centuries. How is it that they knew, or why does it work for them? Well, they know a way of cooking it. They'll be cooking it in different kinds of oils, coconut oil, and different ways of preparing it, putting pepper in it. So they knew this stuff before we ever knew. But basically, the goal has been ever since the early 2000s is to find different ways to get this absorbed better. So looking at it, you had 2010, the BCM95 formulation, which uses a turmeric essential oil to get better absorption. This is also using this oil, so it's fat soluble. It actually crosses the blood-brain barrier better, so you're getting better. It recirculates through the hepatic system better, so that you're getting it's staying around for longer. Most curcumin formulations are in and out of the body in about 4 to 6 hours. And the BCM95 formulation, which is the CuraMed formulation, it actually stays in the body for 8 to 12 hours. So really, it's sticking around longer, so you're getting better duration of action, which is going to help it work better. And it also, so ever since then, they've been trying to figure out, well, how can we get more ways to get this to absorb better? So the next thing that came out was the Mareva, which is a phospholipid phytosome. So basically, they're trying to come out with, then there was the nano encapsulation, then there was the matrix. All these are just more ways of trying to get it to be better absorbed. My research has discovered is that some of these are getting better absorption than the BCM95 as far as how much is actually absorbed. But the biggest thing you need to know is that once it gets absorbed, is it in the unconjugated bioactive form? In the BCM95 formulation, they've done the studies, mm-hmm. And most of it, you know, it is in the unconjugated bioactive form.
What does that mean, unconjugated?
Well, let's just say this. It's got to be in the, it can't be conjugated. It can't be bound up.
Bound up.
It has to be unconjugated to be active, to be working, all right, or to work its best. And the BCM95 formulation, we know from the studies that it is in that form and that it's working better. What little studies have been done on the newer formulations show that it's kind of a mixed reviews. Some are not so great. Some we just don't even know. All right. So that being the case, what we do know is that the BCM95 formulation, which is in the CuraMed one, is going to be in the unconjugated free form. So it's considered the most bioactive form, and it does cross the blood-brain barrier. So what you're getting is this beautiful anti-inflammatory effect, the most anti-inflammatory thing in nature. Now, I did read a study yesterday that said that Boswellia, while not quite as potent as the curcumin, actually is pretty good, actually might be better for the joints and the hips, the knees and the hips, than the curcumin. So something to think about when you're trying to go after. Now, my brother went from a knee replacement surgery schedule to not 1 month of omega-3s, uh-huh. And curcumin. 1 month of that, he was dancing on that knee.
Wow.
And called off. A year later, he tells me, and this is what this weekend he told me this for the umpteenth time, which is he was always skeptical of the nutraceutical world. You know, he kind of thought it was, he just didn't believe in it.
Woo woo.
But now he said, I'm a big believer. And you ought to see the number of things he's not on our, you and I's level of how many things he's taking a day. But because of a heart condition, a little bit of problem, he's on a good number of things and doing fantastic. Of course, everything comes in conjunction with improving your lifestyle. He started losing weight, eating healthier, eating more.
Well, he got inspired because something started to work.
Absolutely.
What else is it good for?
Well, I think everybody knows what it's good for as far as pain and joint pain and all that. I think what people don't realize is that it's also good for digestive issues. It's actually been shown to work as well as omeprazole. As far as reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis. I got a person came in the store yesterday looking for some choices on their ulcerative colitis, and I just suggested it as a part of whatever he's doing with his doctor, that this could help, and just to double check with them, of course. It's also good for skin disorders, so like psoriasis, been great for that. Any kind of metabolic syndrome, good for diabetes, good for heart disease. I started my mom on it because of how good it is for improving cognitive function. Any kind of neurodegenerative disease, it's good for, like Alzheimer's. So literally, it's almost laughable sometimes. Mm-hmm. I feel like a snake oil salesman when I sell it, because when people, I tell them it's literally good for everything. and sometimes I'll just sit there and say, they'll bring up some kind of esoteric, some kind of mm-hmm. random problem they're having. And I'll say, let's just see if there's data behind using curcumin for this. And I pull it up. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, there's data there that shows, yeah, it's good for this.
And you know, you're an expert on looking up data. So you're going to the right place. You're not going to the National Enquirer.
Right. Exactly.
I don't even know if they make that magazine anymore.
Well, what I usually do is nowadays I do use AI because it's pulling up thousands of sources within seconds. But then I go and I click on the sources that they're using and there see if go. There's a is it from a study.
And see, that's where you are way above the normal public, because they would not be able to judge whether the study looked valid or not. And one reason, and I'm just to interject real quickly, we only got about 3 minutes left, is, you know, it sounds like it is snake oil, but the reason is, one of the biggest reasons this works is because it's lowering inflammation. Inflammation is at the root of almost every disease.
Everyone.
And you don't have it at 15 years old or 25, but you start getting it pretty early, about middle age, and then it starts building these disease processes. So exciting to know that the Green Pharmacy is expanding. It's too late to put it back in a box. People like you are now into the hundreds of thousands or millions that understand and explain it in ways that the credentialed people cannot argue with.
And you said you take it twice a day, which is a good way to take it. But what I usually tell people to do, this is just my thing,
please,
and that is that I'll say take it first thing in the morning when you get up. Mm-hmm. 8 to 12 hours later, if it's starting to wane in its benefits for you, which sometimes people are taking this for benefits you don't even realize. Mm-hmm. You know, people are taking it for preventative reasons.
That's me.
Then they don't even know. So, but I'll say at 8 to 12 hours, it might start waning a little bit in its effectiveness. So what I tell them to do is the formulations that we have, which have different names, rapid release, acute pain relief, there's different right. names for it, but these are the formulations that take curcumin along with boswellia and black sesame seed oil. The combination of those three, the way I describe it is, and I don't have any data to prove this, but the way I describe it is, it'll get you an extra point on the pain relief scale. Mm-hmm. And so when you're having a little extra tooth pain or a little bit extra back pain, which, by the way, just another public service announcement real quick, you have any kind of acute injury, ankle, back, whatever, do not reach for the NSAIDs like ibuprofen. They can prevent your body from going in, the neutrophils from going in that area and fixing the tissue. So studies have shown that people that took ibuprofen or took nothing, the people that took nothing versus people that took ibuprofen, years afterwards, they went back and looked. People that took the ibuprofen were more likely to have chronic back pain. In other words, there's data that shows it keeps you from healing.
I love it.
All right, so do not reach for ibuprofen or Tylenol when you need. By the way, Tylenol, just read a thing. Another thing this morning on the way in here was that more data showing neuro complications with children if you take it during pregnancy. Not a good idea to take Tylenol. I think in any sense circumstances, why would you when you've got alternatives?
Bingo.
Like curcumin.
Absolutely, my friend. Another amazing compilation of wisdom from Dr. Deering.
And I didn't even get to, I was all prepared.
Of course you don't.
I've got the case studies, but today, in lieu of the case study that always took precedence over presenting this data, I finally decided that I would just barrel through this, just get through it. And so the case study, I guess, will be put on hold.
We needed this. This is such a great summary of why we would need to consider a good quality curcumin. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, some more points of wisdom for you, your family's health, that and more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Dr. Dehring, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell, who took a little mini break at this moment, and Dr. Dehring. And I had found this also, some of my notes on curcumin. This was from Dr. McCullough's website on August 23rd, 2025. And he had some really strong notes about curcumin and some of his actions, which is curcumin directly targets colon cancer stem-like cells by shutting down their growth signals and reprogramming them toward normal function. If that was the only reason to take curcumin, that would be enough, because of the fact that, it, of course, with every decade of age, we increase our rate of cancer significantly. And then I know I've repeated this once before, but the fact that residents of golf courses have 126% higher chance of developing Parkinson's disease compared to those living far away. Well, why is that? Don't know 100%, but common sense is still a very usable component of thinking. And it's certainly, from the people that I trust, it is from the chemicals that they use to spray for the grass. And glyphosate Roundup, which is Roundup, is devastating the health of this country. I will say glyphosate is everywhere. You can't really run completely from it, but you can buy foods that are non-GMO. You can buy organic. You can make sure your water is purified. And then you also can take a product that I absolutely love called Gut Ion. It's 1 teaspoon twice a day, and it seals your gut from the damage of glyphosate. And I don't know if it's coincidental, but I got back on Gut Ion about 2 months ago, and I doubt I've had any better sleep overall in the past 60 days than I have in the past 40 years. And I know that through my Aura ring because it tells my REM and deep. Sure. And then taking magnesium gets rid of glyphosate somewhat in your body.
Two things real quick. I make sure I make it a point in my consults to remind people that if you're moving to a healthy lifestyle, be careful. Watch out for that dirty dozen. Because number two on the dirty dozen is spinach. And people, of a sudden people think, well, I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to start eating more spinach in my salads. Well, lo and behold, number two on the dirty dozen list for being sprayed with glyphosate and pesticides is spinach. So if you're moving to a healthier lifestyle and you're all of a sudden eating a lot more spinach, yeah, you may not be doing yourself a whole lot of good because you're exposing yourself to that. Mm-hmm. Whereas you need to buy anything that's on the dirty dozen list, which if you don't know what that is, you can easily look it up or come talk to me about it. But you should be eating organic things off the dirty dozen list. Now, the Clean 15 is a different story, and I know you've got a lot of hits on your Clean 15 list that you put a
on Instagram
one out on. And anyway, that's just something that people need to be aware of. Make sure when you go to the healthier lifestyle, though, that you're still making great choices. And this is something that you may not even be aware of. I went to a guy that was speaking, and we all get wrapped up into 100% grass-fed, but there's a farmer, local farmer, out in Apison who gave a talk that I went to. He said that be careful just because it says 100% grass-fed. Well, what's the grass? Where are they feeding the grass? Are they feeding them the grass inside the factory, or are they, is the grass been sprayed with something? Mm-hmm. So be careful, and so it gets very confusing. All I can say is try your best. At least if you're trying better, you're probably doing better. But anyway, sorry.
Yes, no, it was perfect because – and again, I repeat this a lot, when you learn and you know better, you can do better. When you really don't have the knowledge, you can't do anything about it because you don't have a place to stand to know which direction to even go or that it is a concern. Who would think that golf courses have a risk? Now, playing on it, you know, again, if you were playing on it, please take your shoes and clean them. If you have pets in your house, children in your house that are going to crawl on the floor, I mean, these are things people don't think about. But the glyphosate is damaging every animal that lives on this earth. And everybody may be saying, well, if it's that dangerous, why don't they remove it? They would if they could, but look at the billions of dollars that this company's already paid out in damages.
Absolutely.
It has to go away at a certain point.
They still got money though, because they're trying to influence our legislatures to make this stuff. I don't know if you know that, but they're trying to get the Tennessee legislature to actually give a liability-free, like they did with the vaccines back in 86, to glyphosate. Yep. That would be horrible.
Horrible.
And just a teaser, next time we'll talk about a new product called Microbiome Breakthrough. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about this stuff.
I love it. Love those teasers.
Talk about something that'll fix your leaky gut. Mm-hmm. This actually has some of the data behind it to show the things that show that you have leaky gut, the numbers.
Zonulin.
Okay, you're giving out all the data.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be a teaser. No, but zonulin levels have go down 90% in people. It's unreal.
I love it. And these are tools that we learn right now. We're learning that won't even filter down to the general public, even if it does in 5 to 10 years. So let's get ahead of the curve. Keep our health, not try to retrieve our health. All right. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Dr. Deering, and the amazing 37 staff members led by Scott at Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.